Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So why are people successful? Why are CEOs, presidents, and business owners successful? Well, it's because they are prepared. It's because they have a natural ability. It's because they have a will, drive, and determination. And why are there some CEOs that just don't listen to advice from other people? I don't know. Surprises me when they don't. It's really surprising because there is so much information out there. There is so much knowledge out there. There is so much competition out there today. If we are not paying attention to what's going on, if we aren't expanding our minds, if we aren't growing as a business person, if we aren't understanding every aspect of our business, if we aren't on that constant quest for knowledge and understanding, how in the world can we be successful? Because there are people coming up every single day, young people, ambitious people, people who want to make their mark, who are just nipping at our heels. So if you're going to be successful, and I'm sure you are, as a CEO, president, or business owner, what you want to do is you want to gather around a group of people that you can rely upon, people who will give you advice in many aspects of your business, in many different areas that you need to understand. That doesn't mean you necessarily need to take the advice, but you need to gather it in. You need to listen to it. You need to feel it. You need to say, does it sound right? Is this going to help grow my business? Is this going to serve my customers? Is this going to grow my business? Is this going to reduce my stress? If someone, not you of course, but if someone is one of those ego people who don't want to listen to anybody about anything and they're always just thinking that they have the answers and they know all and they know best, chances are they're not going to be successful. Yes, you have to be determined and you have to be decisive, and you have to know what you want and what you don't want and what works and what doesn't work. But the smallest bit of information, the tiniest thing that you do, can have a big impact on your business because you heard it from someone. You should be meeting with business people. You should be sitting down, having lunch with them, having conversations about what's working for them, what's not working, how do they handle their salespeople in the best possible way. What do they feel is the most important thing about running a business? What do they like? What don't they like? There are so many questions to ask. There is so much availability. There is so much information. There is so much on the internet. It's mind-boggling. You couldn't absorb it all. But before you even start to ask for advice or listen to someone, you have to know what you're looking for. You have to direct your focus, and you have to direct your questions. And you have to surround yourself with people that will understand what you need, how to get you there, and are more than willing to share it with you. And on the other hand, you have to be willing to share with other people. You have to take a young business person under your wing. You have to be able to when you're in that lunch meeting with that other business person who may not be in competition with you, but is running a similar type business, you have to be willing to give. You have to be willing to say, what can I teach you? What can I show you? How can I open my mind up and share with you? And if they're not willing to listen, then you're not talking to the right people. You're not having an exchange of people. And when possible, you should never have lunch by yourself. It should always be with another business person, with a sales prospect, with one of your key employees, with someone who's going to stimulate your mind, because the people who don't listen, the people that have the ego, the people who think they know it all, really don't. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.